Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we take a look at the readings for the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time. But let me comment first. We've had the Feast of All Saints, and we've had the Feast of All Souls on Friday and Saturday, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you about them. Let me say two things to you. The Feast of All Saints, thank God for all those who have come home to heaven and are thanking God around his throne. Pray for them. Not pray so much for them, but pray to them and pray with them around the throne of God. You're on earth, they are in heaven, but you're not separated all that much, honestly, in God's mind. You're there. Praise him. So if you didn't on Friday, take some time. Take some time just today here on this Sunday. Take some time to thank him for the people in your life that have been good examples to you, have blessed you and cared for you. I remember as a child when I was, oh my goodness, when I was probably 5 or 6, there was a man in the neighborhood. He was a widower. He just was so faithful in what he did every day. I almost knew his schedule. He was so there, and he was always smiling and always talking to people, and I knew that his heart was hurt by the loss of his wife. I knew that. And yet there he was, reaching out, giving away, forgetting himself in a certain way. And I don't know that it was too easy for him. Even as a child, I could see tears sometimes. I know it wasn't easy for him. It would be hard for me. But whatever, he knew where the source of his happiness came. He was a good man. And I'm so grateful for that example when I was just a small child. And then we ought to take some time to pray for all those on All Souls Day, those who are in purgatory. I was just thinking recently, I just haven't been praying as much for all those in my own family who have gone before me. There's just been several months where I got off on a different track somehow, and I've gone back to that, to really thank God for my parents, for my sister who died. We're all doing that. My own brother, my own sister, we're praying for them and praying for all those that we love, our grandparents on both sides of the family, etc. Take time to pray for them that they may, if not already be in heaven, will be. Pray for them and bless them and thank them for their goodness to you. Take time to do that. But today, I will take no more on that. Today we want to take a look at the readings for this Sunday, third Sunday in Ordinary Time. And the opening prayer says, Almighty and merciful God, by whose gift your faithful offer you right and praiseworthy service, grant, we pray, that we may hasten without stumbling to receive the things you have promised through our Lord Jesus Christ, that we may hasten without stumbling. We might not turn away or turn back or deviate off on a road that we shouldn't be on. May we hasten without stumbling to receive the things you've promised. And if we stumbled, if it's something we need to ask forgiveness for, just get up and ask forgiveness. Whatever it was, however long it was, ask forgiveness. Go to confession as soon as you can. Just ask the Lord to forgive, Lord, please. Because to forgive is to forget. God will not use it in your judgment. If you've really, honestly been forgiven, it's gone. So let's take a look at the first reading for this Sunday. Before the Lord, the whole universe is as a grain from a balance, or a drop of morning dew come down upon the earth. The whole universe is a drop of morning dew. In other words, in God's eyes, that we think we're on this big planet, but it's very small in the sense of God's perspective. But you have mercy on all because you can do all things. And you overlook people's sins that they may repent. In other words, he doesn't punish us right away. He waits. And if we repent and ask forgiveness, we're given it. God always does. For you love all things that are and loathe nothing that you have made. For what you hated, you would not have fashioned. And how could a thing remain unless you willed it, or be preserved, had it not been called forth by you? But you spare all things because they are yours, O Lord and lover of souls, for your imperishable spirit is in all things. Therefore you rebuke offenders little by little, warn them, and remind them of the sins they are committed, that they may abandon their wickedness and believe in you, O Lord. That is a merciful God. That is a most merciful God. And when he forgives, he forgets. It's gone. It's gone. He loves you. Once we've repented, it's gone. You don't have to go over and dig it up. It's gone. So in Psalm 145, we say to the Lord, I will praise your name forever, my King and my God. That's almost too little. I will praise your name forever. I will extol you, O my God and King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day will I bless you. I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, yes, and of great kindness. The Lord is good to all, compassionate toward all his works. You can trust him. You can trust him to forgive you if you ask for it. Don't just say, oh, God will forgive. Really go to the Lord. Tell him how sorry you are. I mean, I do that before I go to confession. I certainly go to confession. But even before that, I say to the Lord, I am so sorry. And he forgives. He does. Brothers and sisters, take advantage of what is there for us. God's made it, in one sense, easy for us. It's just that we have to give up our own will and put it in second place. And that's one of the hardest things we have to do. But that's our call. His call is to respond, to thank us for what good we have done, and to forgive us our sin if we ask him. Have you? The Lord is faithful in all his words, holy in all his works. The Lord lifts up all who are falling, and he raises up all who are bowed down. Yes, he does. Turn to him and ask him to help you. And from Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 11, to chapter 2, verse 2. Brothers and sisters, we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling and powerfully bring to fulfillment every good purpose and every effort of faith, that the name of our Lord Jesus may be glorified in you and you in him, in accord with the grace of our God and Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, brothers and sisters, regard to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our assembling with him, not to be shaken out of your mind suddenly, or to be alarmed by a spirit or by an oral statement and by a letter allegedly from us to the effect that the day of the Lord is at hand. None of us knows when that day is going to come, for us or for all of us. We don't know the day nor the hour, but we have this time to live our life as best we can, and then, equally important, repent when we fail. If it's serious matter, going to confession, we want to do that and ask God's forgiveness, because his forgiveness is promised to those who will admit their sin. It's promised. Do you? Have you given all that up and said, I'll just take my chances? You don't want to do that. Because when you're forgiven your sin, you're drawn in even closer to him. He doesn't ignore you. He doesn't put you in the last row. He draws you even closer to himself, that he might lead you and guide you. Trust him. Ask God, give me the grace to trust you. Just ask him, and he will do that. And the gospel for this Sunday is the gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he couldn't see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So that's for all of us who are short. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. And when he reached the place, Jesus looked up and he said, Zacchaeus, "Come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And when he came down quickly and received him with joy. And when they all saw this, they began to grumble, saying, "He's gone to stay at the house of a sinner." You see how that rash judgment comes in? See that? We're so quick to judge, and we only see part of the story. And a lot of times that happens to us. But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." That was one glance at Jesus. He saw the reality. He saw the truth of who Jesus was, and he saw himself. And he admitted and promised to restore what he had done that was wrong. And Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." That's all of us. All of us could be lost. We have that potential. And no matter where we are in our lives, this is the time to turn, to stop, and to say, "Where am I here? Would God welcome me into his kingdom today if today were the day I would die? Am I bringing others to the kingdom of God just by my example?" Some people have the gifts to really speak it, but a lot of us have the gifts to pray for it, to ask for it, and to give a kind word that often can change someone's life. I remember some time ago a young man who was having a hard time. I won't go into all the details, but he definitely was having a hard time. And he was walking down this street, and he was very upset with himself and with the whole situation. And he's walking down the street, and it's raining. And this woman comes out of a store, and she's carrying too many bags. She's trying to carry them all, and it's raining. She's trying to keep herself dry, and you can't quite do it that way. And as he walked by, he just picked up a couple of her bags and said, "Show me where I can take them." And he took them over, and she thanked him. She said, "You were a lifesaver for me. Thank you." And his whole life changed in that moment. He said, if I'm a lifesaver to her, my goodness, then there is potential in me to do something. I don't know the exact words he used, but that was the sense of it. And it changed his life in that moment. You don't know. The slightest little things you do may be the most important thing that the other person receives. Do we ignore those who are in need? Or do we say, "Oh, I don't have time," or "I'll get my clothes dirty"? Or do we stop? Do we offer? What do we do in our lives? Jesus said, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." That's you and me. That's what he wants to say to us. You helped. You served. You walked with your Savior. You believed in him, and you followed him. May you follow him, brothers and sisters. May you follow him all the days of your life. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.